All right, y'all know I'm the small list boss. I scale to a million a year with less than 1,000 subscribers, so I'm all about you don't need a lot to do a lot. But I am offering a special bonus for this round of $1 million email only that you won't want to miss. Oh my goodness, I know I say this every time, but I swear it's the best bonus we have offered yet, and y'all have been asking me to do this for forever. So if you haven't heard yet, $1 million Email is opening on June 2nd, Spicy Sunday. And when you join $1 million Email by June 4th, so within 2 days from the waitlist, you will receive an invitation to the $1 million Subscribers Challenge. In this challenge, we're going to help you generate 500 new subscribers, and not just any subscriber, $1 million subscribers for your next launch. You're going to learn how to grow your list quickly with $1 million subscribers, meaning people that buy all of your offers when you want them to. Even if you have nobody on your list right now, we will show you how to get started and get your first 500 subscribers. You got a small Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok audience? No problem. You don't have the funds or the desire to do ads? No problem. Don't want to even use social media to grow your list? No problem. No matter how small your audience is right now, you will learn how to get 500 subscribers. No webinars, no freebies, no challenges, no wait lists. One simple lead magnet that will generate the subscribers you need to scale to your first 100K to a million with email, just like I did. This challenge alone will be worth the entire cost of the program. We'll be teaching you the 5 things you need to do to get 500 subscribers, and the content is life-changing. I'm not going to tell y'all yet, but oh my goodness, join my email list so that you can learn, because I'm definitely going to share it over there before I share it here. But it is going to be so good. And let me just say, this works for any style of business, whether you are a coach, you're a service provider, whether you are a brick and mortar business, you're in person, whatever services you sell, whatever you offer, courses, memberships, classes, whatever it is, this is going to work for you. Okay. The waitlist for $1 million Email is open. Again, we're opening on Spicy Sunday, June 2nd. You just have to join by June 4th to get this bonus. When you join $1 million Email, you're going to have everything you need to make at least 25% of your monthly income with email in 30 days, and then stack that to 100% social media optional. By joining the waitlist, you will be able to get access to this exclusive bonus. Okay, you're going to get your first or your next 500 subscribers, and you are going to make so much money with email. All right, y'all, I cannot wait to see you in email.
Welcome to the $1 million Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten Roldan, and I help people build peaceful million and multi-million dollar businesses all day. I'm a New Yorker that ran a multiple six-figure funnel agency before becoming a $1 million business coach. I support coaches, service providers, and agency owners inside my two programs, $1 million Email and $1 million CEO, where I have enrolled hundreds of clients exclusively through email with a list below 1,000 subscribers and a lean team of just contractors. I'm able to take off from my business for months at a time without operations, delivery, or sales stopping. People are shocked by how much we do with such little stress, payroll, and social media. I'm on a mission to eliminate burnout from the industry, and I believe we can with the right team, systems, and mindset. I want more millionaires that aren't overworked and stressed. I want you to have peace. And that starts at the side hustle, six-figure, and multiple six-figure levels. Around here, we believe no peace means no growth, and we've got work to do. So let's dive in.
Welcome back, Peaceful Millionaires. Today, I want to talk about why the only thing you should be focused on this summer is email marketing. I came up with 4 reasons, but I'm sure I can come up with a lot more. But the 4 biggest reasons are what I'm going to dive into today. So let me start with number one. So number one, let's start with like the obvious. This summer, people are going to be busy, right? You're going to be traveling. You're going to want to be relaxing. Or maybe you are launching, but you want to launch more peacefully, right? You want to sell more peacefully this summer. You want to rest after a busy Q1, but you still need to make money for your business. Email marketing is the lowest lift marketing strategy. Not only because when you are creating email content, all you have to do is write. You just need words on a page, right? Words in a document. You don't need graphics. You don't need anything pretty, right? Just words. When you are creating social media content, right, depending on what feature you're using on what platform you're on, maybe you have to go live. So now you need a live cover, or maybe you, are doing a reel. And so now you have to record it and then caption it and then make sure that the actual caption of the post is there. Right? There's like three steps just to one feature. Maybe you're doing an actual feed post, for example, and you have to create the caption, create the actual feed post itself, then you have to design it. It's like every marketing strategy that you're doing right now requires 2 to 4 steps just to get that piece of content out. When email marketing requires 1 step, words. Right? So that's number one. But also, it's the lowest lift marketing strategy for you, because even if you still want to show up on all of your platforms this summer, you will be able to do so much easier when you are focusing on email marketing first. Okay. Think about how much easier it is to repurpose content on all of your platforms when you start with an email versus when you start with a social media post. So let me give an example. Let's say you do Instagram stories for the majority of your marketing. It is going to be much more challenging to turn an Instagram story into a carousel and then an email and then all the other, maybe a LinkedIn article, whatever you do, right? It's going to be much harder to do that than if you do email marketing. Right? If you focus on writing an email before any other piece of content, that email now becomes 10, 15 pieces of content, right? That one email becomes your story training that you want to do, your story post. It becomes your next reel. It becomes whatever you want. And all of the copy is already done. The video is already scripted. Like everything is done just from that one email, right? So you want to focus on a time like this where summer is coming on email marketing for that reason. Another reason, low lift marketing strategy wise, is think about, you are going to want to be able to market for your business without having to show your face. Again, going back to being busy. What's beautiful about email is not only are you going to convert so much higher, and I'm going to talk about that later in the episode, but you're going to convert without you having to show up at all. All you have to do is be in your little sweatshirt, right? And literally just write an email and be done and walk away from your business, right? And that's another thing too, that I notice with my clients, what they really love about focusing on email marketing, especially during the summer, is that they can write an email and be done with their marketing. While if they're on Instagram or they're on LinkedIn, when they make a post, they then have engagement they're looking for on that post. And then they're like checking their story views and they're seeing if anyone DM them. It's so much more distracting and higher lift, right? To focus on anything, any other marketing strategy other than email marketing, especially during the summer. So that's going to be huge. And I want to say too, I didn't even mention this, but even if you have a podcast, guess what? This podcast was an email first. I have written an entire email on this already, fully scripted out. All I had to do was pull up the email and here I am, right? See how much easier everything in your marketing and business is when you focus on email first. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, and this is slept on, like y'all don't think about this, but especially in the summertime, writing emails and focusing 100% on email marketing, or even if it's not 100%, let's say 50% more than you are now, you will improve your messaging. So I've been hearing from my clients, Q1 was either, okay, this was great, love it, it was amazing. Or they're like, okay, I have some messaging work I definitely need to do. Either their messaging isn't converting like it used to, or they're like, it's not landing and I thought it would, or it lands with some people and not with others. I've always said this, and it stands like the test of time. Every time I say this, it stays true. And it's that writing emails, writing about your offer over and over and over again naturally improves your messaging, okay? And also, I can dive deep into how the strategies we teach you on how to actually sell an email help you sell better everywhere else, because a lot of what's happening is in your messaging strategy, in your sales strategy, you all don't have the actual framework for what it takes to convert clients. So what we do inside Million Dollar Email is we tell you this is everything you need to include in any piece of content, but definitely an email, right? Of course, we focus on email, but like in any piece of content, this is what you need to be doing to actually sell more, right? And because we teach you that framework, you then apply it across your entire business and you make more sales everywhere. But also writing about your offer over and over again really forces you to sit down and figure out how to actually communicate your offer, right? And what actually works, okay? And so you writing emails this summer and taking that time will not only make you more sales this summer, of course, but I mean, my clients make more sales with at least 25% more within the first 30 days of the program, but you will really set yourself up for fall and winter and the rest of the year. And if you're someone that right now is like, okay, I have a big goal this year and I'm not on track, I need to catch up, you need to be writing emails this summer. Or if you're someone that's like, I want to maintain momentum and I don't want to lose momentum, I've been doing really, really well, then you need to be writing emails this summer, okay? You need to be improving your messaging. That is going to be key. So that is another reason why this summer you should only be focusing on writing emails. Okay. Third reason, email marketing is the highest converting and most visible platform. So, and this kind of ties into the fourth reason, but we'll get into that in a minute. So I can bring up data points all day. I mean, it is literally statistical data. There is literally statistical data on how email marketing is the highest converting marketing strategy in any industry. So like we can go nerd out on that all day, but it's really important for you all to realize it's not just because, you know, it's not just because it's the most visible platform, although it is, right? But it's also because, and let me be clear, for those that don't know what I mean by email marketing being the most visible platform is that you are not dealing with a social media algorithm in email marketing. The algorithm in email marketing is extremely simple and very, very easy and not something you ever have to think about. We actually teach you like the behind the scenes of what the email algorithm is inside Million Dollar Email. And once you know it, you never think about it again. Literally, no one ever thinks about it again. And so you're not fighting up against an algorithm. So that's what I mean by it being the most visible platform. And I think it, like, especially if you're in business, you've heard that before. Your deliverability is higher. You're gonna, you know, get your content actually seen by more people when you're in email. And that is true. But that's not the only reason it's the highest converting, because a lot of y'all have super high open rates, right? Super high deliverability, but you're not making sales. So that's not the only reason why it's the most converting. A big reason why it's the most converting is because of what I said above, which is you are working so well on improving your messaging when you're writing emails. You are communicating your offer so well by focusing on email marketing and getting good at it. But also what happens is, so obviously like that naturally makes you convert more clients, but also what happens with email marketing is that you have the ability to cover so many more objections that your client has and to engage them so much more and help them understand your offer so much more, because you have so much more selling space in email marketing. And I'll explain what I mean by that. You have so much more selling space that you naturally answer more questions, get people even more excited for your offer. And that is what converts them more. While with something like Instagram, right? Social media, you can't create 20, 20 reels answering objections, right? I mean, you could. How many of them are going to get seen? Number one. Number two, how can you thoroughly answer an objection in a 1 minute, even a 90 second reel? Number two, right? And then number three, it's like, okay, even let's say you did like a live video, because that's a longer form medium. Again, it goes back to what are you going to do? 20 live videos that week, right? So it's just going back to, you are able to produce more content easier if you need to or want to, and answer so many more objections. So many of my clients who focus on email marketing in the summer, and I am not joking, I should pull the results. The clients I have that join Million Dollar Email in the summer, I'm not even joking, they are the highest earners. Like, they become the highest earners because they really focused on doing what I said, like focusing on email marketing, because it's the lowest lift marketing strategy. It improves your messaging. But also what they tell me is, they're like, I have clients telling me that they have never been sold to so well because they've never had literally every question in their brain answered at the level that I'm answering it because of the frameworks you teach inside Million Dollar Email ever before, right? So it's, you're growing your sales skills, like just at a baseline, you're growing your sales skills so much more. You're being more visible, literally more visible, because you're not fighting an algorithm, and you have all the space to easily create content that answers thoroughly all the people's objections, right? So that's the third reason. Number four, a little more obvious, but disengaged social media followers is another reason why focusing on email marketing in the summer is so important. So here's what I mean by that. In the summertime, you will notice that, I mean, I feel like we all know this, right? As consumers, as social media followers ourselves, engagers, all of the things. In the summer, tell me you're not like focusing on learning new recipe. Like, you're looking at the reels of people making new recipes, starting their fitness goals, or going to the beach, or telling you about their lifestyle. It's going to, it's natural for the algorithm to feed you a lot more lifestyle content. And the reality is, we're also creating and contributing to that algorithm ourselves with more lifestyle content because it's summer. So we're doing things, we're out and about, right? So because of that, you're going to see more disengaged social media followers when it comes to your actual selling your offer and things like that. So if the majority of your current sales strategy is reliant on social media, you're going to have a much harder time and be seen by a lot less people when you are only focusing on that, especially in the summer. Like, the summer is going to be the number one time where you're going to see disengaged social media followers. And some people can argue, they'll be like, oh, well, mine aren't disengaged. And what I would say is, A, is it because you're creating a lot of lifestyle content? Like, what are they actually engaging with, right? Just because you have the same amount of story views or the same amount of whatever DMs or whatever that you're getting, what are they engaging with? Because if they're only engaging with your lifestyle or your casual content or things like that, that doesn't count. I'm talking about disengaged social media followers with your sales content, number one. But number two, let's say they're still super engaged with your sales content. Okay, so double your sales then by focusing as well on email marketing. Like, why wouldn't you want to make more? Number one. However, I have not seen that yet. The majority of my clients come to me, and I have so many clients that in summer, they'll be in the middle of a launch and they're like, I am so glad I'm focusing on email marketing because I literally have seen my story views drop drastically. Only my current clients are watching them. I don't have any new eyes on my stories, or I don't have any new eyes on my feed posts, or I don't have any new eyes on my reels, whatever it is, right? So the four reasons to recap why the only thing you should be focused on this summer is email marketing is because it's the lowest lift marketing strategy. You will improve your messaging drastically. You will increase your conversions because you are on the highest converting and most visible platform, and you won't have to deal with disengaged social media followers and messing with an algorithm. I hope this was helpful for you today. Make sure you join the waitlist for Million Dollar Email. We are opening on Spicy Sunday, June 2nd, and we have a special bonus, which you've already heard about. So make sure you join the waitlist.